Well, here we are once again from the East-West Shrine Game. Alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf here for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, taking a look at the 11-on-11 portion of the West team practice on Wednesday afternoon from St. Petersburg High School. And Tony, I think if you look at the general rosters of the East versus the West is better offensively, the West better defensively. I guess we'll see how that plays out on Saturday during the game. But for now, let's look at some of the safeties. Right now, deep number one, Sam Carter from TCU.
And is he a deep free safety or is he just a traditional strong safety? That's a question that's got to be answered. I don't know if he's going to be able to play play in the big field and center field. There was a nice catch by Blake Bell, the of Oklahoma, the converted quarterback. Tall, good-looking athlete. Struggled catching the ball in drills, but that was a nice layout and extension to grab that pass one-handed there.
Yeah, you know, when you look at tight ends who are going to be going under that conversion or who are, former basketball players, stuff like that, we've seen it succeed in the past with difference-making guys like Jimmy Graham and Antonio Gates. Do you think that Blake Bell could have that potential kind of upside?
He's athletic. You see him there. You got to like the knee bend. He's set with a wide base, so he gets the fundamentals. He's going to need a lot of polish. I don't think he's sort of the Julius Thomas or Anthony Gonzalez type of athlete. I don't think he's going to be that exceptional. But I do think he's got some upside potential. I mean, there was one, A.J. Derby of Arkansas, was a converted quarterback who played tight end this year, was supposed to be at the game this week but was injured. I think he fits that sort of mold.
All right, how about back to the safeties? Number six, Corey Cooper from Nebraska. A player who's got a bit of the size you're looking for at safety and perhaps the versatility. He's done well in pass coverage.
Yeah, he does. And now he's going to be playing over the receivers, not even over the slot receivers. He's going to be playing specifically over receivers. It's a running play. Actually, I'm sorry, there was a fullback. Rapowski of Oklahoma was a running play. It doesn't matter. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, Cooper does a bit of everything well. He's a stout run defender. He doesn't embarrass himself in coverage in center field. And, the question is he more a zone safety or is he a guy that can be a traditional free safety? I like him more, covering a third of the field or a quarter of the field rather than covering the full field sideline to sideline.
Let's take a look at him one more time here. Number six out of Nebraska. In the defensive backfield alongside Sam Carter from TCU. The near side cornerback out of Colorado is Gregory Henderson. And the far side cornerback, that's Bryce Callahan of Rice. But Cooper, the man we will zero in on here.
And even Carter, I mean, you look at Carter, number one, he's just got terrific length, terrific height. Yeah, he's a big-time hitter on film. The question is how good are his ball skills? How good is his ability to get outside the numbers? You know, Taylor Mays, a player that maybe people may remember, had great size, was an Olympian-type athlete, had a tremendous combine. But when it came down to it, especially his year at the Senior Bowl, just he can't quickly move to the left or the right. Was very stiff, and you can't do that at the safety position.
Once upon a time, I got nothing but emails from Eagles fans about why they should draft Taylor Mays. Didn't happen, and probably for the best. All right, Corey Cooper, here we go.
Cooper again being pulled out over. He's going to be over the tall Rice receiver on this one. This will be a good matchup if they throw the ball in his direction. And looks like Fitzgerald's going that way. Not a bad play. Cooper gave up a bit of a cushion. It's probably the system. But the fact is he's able to quickly close on the ball. You would like to see a little bit of tighter coverage, but I'm sure, he's being asked to play off the man a bit.
All right, as we continue to look at the secondary, let's talk about Josh Shaw, the USC cornerback, number 16. He'll be on the near side. Certainly, we know a little bit of the backstory with Josh Shaw jumping out the window or whatever that was, but he's got some proving to do here this week.
Yeah, and when you look at him physically, he's very impressive, but in drills, compared to the rest of the defensive back, there was really a lack of quickness and a lot more stiffness in his game, and they're going to his direction. An overthrow, which really should have been in the hands of of Richardson, the Canadian receiver, as Joshua was playing backed off the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's one thing that hurts the receivers as well as the defensive backs is the poor quarterback play from the signal calls. They're just very inaccurate, and you don't know where the passes are going. Don't give the receivers a chance to make plays, which also hurts the defensive backs.
Well said. How about safety Fritz Etienne from Memphis, number 15 here in the deep defensive backfield? He has been a player who has done well for himself this week, looking for a combine invitation, I suppose.
I would imagine so. Much smaller than Cooper or Carter, but he's a lot quicker. He's got a lot more range, faster getting to the ball. Here's a guy in Etienne that was not heavily scouted coming into the season, was not on any of the lists, was not a guy, that was on that scouts were talking about. They were talking about Bobby McCain, and I think in watching McCain, they saw a potential prospect in Etienne, and that often happens.
McCain is 22 on the far side, the slight cornerback with good ball skills. And it's a running play blown up by Xavier Williams for the 40th time this week.
Williams having a good day. On that sort of play, that may be the downfall of Etienne, the run defense, because he's not a big guy. And it's going to be tough for him to take on those 215, 220-pound backs who may just run through his tackles.
Yeah, it's funny. We talked to Etienne after practice earlier this week, and he described himself. He said the best part of his game is actually tackling and laying big hits. So he feels confident in it. I guess the question is whether he'll be able to do it at the next level or not.
It's got to be translated on an every down basis. Again, you're looking at a potential. Now he's playing over the slot receiver, they're moving him back over the fullback on the near side here. But it's got to be translated at a bigger level with more competition. Nice play there. Nice play. You could see he was reading the action. He didn't know whether it was going to go to the underneath running back who came out of the backfield or to the man he was covering. You got to like the way he diagnosed that play, his instincts, and his ability to quickly break to the ball and basically disrupt that pass.
Good job by you and I, Tony, to predict that Etienne was going to get the ball coming his way there. Who are we going to go with this time?
Well, let's see the way they line up. If we're going to go with the safeties, the Stanford safeties back on the field.
Jordan Richards, of course.
Yeah. A little bit stiff, more of a straight-liners type guy. Doesn't have the sideline-to-sideline skills or the ball skills of Etienne. If you look at Etienne's lineup over Deron Brown, that should be a good matchup if they look in that direction. Deron Brown of Northern Illinois has really had an outstanding week of practice, and they are going his way, and a nice play by Etienne. Again, it's the ability to track the ball in the air and time your pass defenses, and he did more than that, came away with the interception.
Serves us right for going away from him as he picks off Taylor Kelly of Arizona State. What a back-to-back stand by Fritz Etienne. Je m'appelle Fritz Etienne. All right, how about Tywan Jones, 34, the Michigan State linebacker, who we've talked a lot about this week. Versatile. Able to do everything you need from a linebacker at the next level, perhaps.
Go back. This was a guy that I highlighted at PhiladelphiaEagles.com in my preview, and he's probably one of the two players that is here this week that has the potential to go in the first three rounds of the draft. He's played middle linebacker. You see him lining up outside right now. He's playing over Blake Bell. He's good against the run. He's good in pursuit. He can drop in the coverage. Let's hope that the play goes to Blake Bell, and we can see Tywan Jones' coverage skills. He's actually moving out. They're playing zone coverage. Again, you got to like the discipline. Now, here's something that I found out about last night. Tywan Jones just turned 21 years old.
Oh, now you're speaking my language.
So here's a guy, a four-year player in college, still young, still 21, and his best football's ahead of him. He came in at excess of 250 pounds. Scouts want to see him play a little bit lower, around the 240-pound mark. Really like his all-around game, a three-down defender.
Well, Tony, you have piqued my interest. You said he's one of two players here who's got a shot to go in the first three rounds. Who is the other?
Maybe it could be Darian Miller from what we've seen his play at left tackle. A lot of people like him at guard, but I think his play this week at left tackle has been pretty good, that teams will take a flyer on him and say, if we can't get him at left tackle, we got a good player at guard.
Good job there by Gregory Robertson to force the incompletion as Cason Williams makes the catch along the sideline, but forced out of bounds before he's able to get both feet down. And that'll do it as we finally wrap up here from the East-West Shrine Game, taking a look at the 11-on-11 drills. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's been a great week. Make sure you watch the game itself on Saturday on NFL Network. We've got still more content coming your way. Tony will preview that coming up on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and then we move right on to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Once again, for Tony Pauline, I'm Bo Wolf.